Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable, other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. We're celebrating 5 years on air here on Blog Talk and at iTunes. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the great on-demand episodes we have had here for the last 5 years. Tonight's guest is Gregory Grzybrowski. We'll be pulling him on momentarily. Just some updates for you. If you want to see me live in person, I'm doing a fairy frequency healing this Wednesday, July 12th in Parma, Ohio. The fairy frequencies help you to release blocks in your chakras, negative patterns that may be stopping you from opening and allowing abundance and love and good luck. So if you want your own private session with the fairy frequencies, you can always go to psychicmelinda.webs.com to order your session. I'll be doing a couple more book signings this month in support of my brand new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life. This Saturday, July 15th, I will be at the Eileen Fisher Boutique at the Eden Collection in Beechwood, Ohio, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Next Thursday, July 20th, I will be at Goddess Blessed in Lakewood, Ohio. On Saturday, July 22nd, I will be signing copies of Get Positive, Live Positive at the Lilydale Assembly Bookstore in Lilydale, New York, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And I will be at the Barnes & Noble in Fairlawn, Ohio on Saturday, July 29th. All these and more events are listed at psychicmelinda.webs.com. And I'm teaching at the prestigious Lilydale Assembly in New York in August. August 16th, I am presenting Native American Lunar Calendar at 6:30 p.m. as part of the Astrology Roundtable. And on Wednesday, August 23rd, I am presenting The Magic of the Fairies, a class about fairies and a fairy walk at the Lilydale Fairy Trail. You can find out more information about those classes at lilydaleassembly.com. Now on to tonight's guest. Gregory Grzybrowski is sort of like my big brother. I'm sort of like the bratty little sister to him. Anyhow, Greg and I became friends through Facebook and our mutual friend, Sally. He's been on the show before. He's coming back tonight. Gregory is a multifaceted, unrestricted, direct energetic connection to Source, meaning he channels messages from the goddess, the angels, and the ascended masters. And he is also a medical intuitive, and he's going to help you tonight with your energy healings and readings, channeled messages. So if you want to call in now before the phone lines fill up. 646-915-8066. Gregory also works with Metatron and the others and teachers to help perform these healings. So please welcome to the show, Gregory Grzybowski. Hello, Gregory. Welcome back to Positive Perspectives.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you tonight?
Really good, really good. That gateway shut down yesterday, the Sirius B gateway, all them intense energies with the moon. It's a good day. Many people
should
have
that full moon.
A very good day. Yeah, well, it still looks pretty full here. Still out here on the East Coast where it's going to be bright and shiny another night. I don't go by, you know, you got those 3 days.
Yeah, the day before, the day of, and the day after. What do you think of the full moon? Is it a good day for purging and releasing, or do you think people just let their craziness out?
I just think it brings more light to people to go out and get crazy. I'm only kidding. It's an individual energy. I mean, it's whatever energies you're resonating at, which levels you're resonating at, I mean, what you're putting in your body. But, anybody that's spiritual, the goddess especially, the beautiful goddess energy, to me it's like sitting with mom, you know, when I sit with the moon. I don't do it as often as I am because I'm usually, you know, doing what I do, channeling for people. But it's good to just sit there and, you know, loosely gaze up at the moon and let the goddess speak to you. Everybody's different. You know, some people purge on the new moon, let go of everything, and then some people, everybody's different. I don't go by, you know, it has to be this way or that way. I go by the energy doesn't lie. Whatever spirit wants me to do at that time, I resonate to it, and as long as it's resonating in a positive perspective of higher vibration, that's what I do.
Did you receive any messages for us tonight from last night's full moon when you were meditating with the goddess?
Well, one of the biggest things that came through was clearing your space, resetting your boundaries, and really, really enforcing those boundaries to stop letting these people who play stupid play dumb. In order for you to have extra sympathy for them, to allow them in, you know, they get into your inner sanctum before you know it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know, the super empaths, we all fall prey to it. But mostly to let go with love, to remember that everybody's going through their own soul wars, but also it's again and again and again with the goddesses, you know, you have to honor, respect, and love yourself to realize what your energies are, who you are, and how other people's energies around you are affecting you. Because ultimately, you know, you're responsible for your own feelings. And that's basically what it was. It was a relax, to reset your boundaries, because everybody went through a ton of chaos. It was a lot of people felt a lot of oppression from negativity in the last week and a half. A lot of people's, the tinnitus attack came back. A lot of people were thinking tinnitus. And it's just like what Metatron always reminds me, Michael and Gabriel, Mother Mary and Mother Miriam, her real name, Miriam, is to tune into the tone. That tone is coming into you at your specific frequency, the frequency that they're asking for you to tune into. Everybody hears these tones. You hear them, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've been weeding my garden a lot the last 2 weeks. I've been cutting people out of my light left, right, and center.
It's an odd spot.
I'm not allowing people to use me and copy me.
Saturn had a lot with this. I'd like to call it the Saturn Wars. Saturn had a lot to do with, and I'm not somebody to talk about the planets and all that, just from a higher perspective of where I go on when I leave my body at night. Sometimes it's to these higher planes, these higher vibrations, and other, you know, things act out before they come to fruition on the Earth, like energies, like darker energies, lighter energies, and, you know, the spirit beings and all that work to lessen the effect of those energies that are trying to be manipulated into the Earth plane. Everybody who's been a light worker and has been doing their work for, let's say, 7 to 30 years, you know, 30, 40 years, everybody who's been doing their work diligently every day and is in tune has felt it, has seen, and everything that they haven't dealt with, whether we liked it or not, it popped right up in our face. It's like you pull that weed 10 times, and that son of a gun popped right back up again before you could even turn completely around. It's like, fine, okay, what do you want, weed? What are you trying to teach me?
And speaking of weeds and people coming back left and right, what about those that are preaching a lot? There's a lot of light workers out there, especially in the last 2 weeks, that are preaching, do what I say, not what I do. What are your thoughts some of the light
their
workers?
Ego. They're not letting go of their ego.
They're
not letting go of their ego, and it's, you know, we've all had to go through it. We can't judge them, but they're stuck in judgment. They don't want to believe. It's a growing squirt. It's a growing pain, and everybody they're talking to, that's the lesson for them to learn. I mean, we don't need a government to tell us what to do. We are a universe unto ourselves. You know, we are our own divine entity. We have everything we ever need within us. And when you're allowing other people to influence you and use you as a chess piece to make you feel like, you know, that you're giving up space within you, and you're giving your power away. So when these people are preaching, you know, like we do, we smirk. God bless you, because you don't want to dare bring that truth or reflect their higher self to them, because they'll attack you. I've had a lot of my posts in the last couple of days, these people who are saying they're in fifth dimension, you know, fifth dimension website, Facebook pages, and then they're saying, oh yeah, this is a full of judgment and conditions, when they totally go into a lower vibrational frequency of awareness, and they're judging the whole thing. They're not hearing the message or seeing it from the higher perspective, where it isn't comparing one's better than the other. The message is just about the individual soul who's going, the super empath who's going through these issues, the one that it resonates to. And I just tell them, this isn't a politically correct, political correctiveness has gotten into everything. Everybody's afraid to step outside of the box or to say, even in the so-called higher spiritual beings are very susceptible. If they're not cleaning out their shed, you know, that old tool shed all the way in the back where the shadows are, if they're not dealing with that, you know how it works. It's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Yes.
And they take
and
people
a lot
down
of these
with them.
People, yeah, a lot of these people who've been preaching do as I say, not as I do, and they're saying, oh, it's all in the collective, but they're the first ones to jump on and pounce on anybody for speaking a truth. And they'll say, oh, I can't relate, but they're still speaking. They're not listening to the person speaking the truth. They want to tell them they're not hearing or seeing or feeling,
and
that's not
correct. They can't. Well, the people that when we're trying to speak to them, if you're coming up against... Michael shaking his head. If you're coming up against, this happens all the time with me, you know. No longer do I try to convince anybody anything, because everybody's at their own speed, at their own pace. Everybody is learning and needs to, if there's a bunch of people who are being affected. You know, the biggest thing I tell people, if somebody's saying something to you and it's pissing you off, you got to deal with what it is. Stop and ask, what is this message and why is it aggravating me? Because obviously that light is shining deep into a wound within, a wound that you haven't dealt with. you know, when you put the mirrors on and you reflect and you don't, you all right. So now I have a couple of archangels. They're not going to be giving. They don't need their names said. They're saying an example. One person. Yeah, okay. Well, we go right to Metatron. He always wants everybody to know it's him. There's the car accident. He's just saying it's the same thing as the car accident. Six people from six different cultures or six different families, most likely all resonating at a different level of consciousness, vibration, right? They see the same accident. Not one of them is going to say the same thing because they are incapable of understanding and comprehending that which they are incapable of seeing or hearing or feeling because they haven't, their foundation hasn't shattered enough to shake that ego off, to be vulnerable and open to that awakening energy that always, you know, all those people that are listening to me, most of them are even, you know, we are continuously upgrading in our consciousness. We are continuously being pushed to move forward into the light. We are continuously being assaulted by people who were once, you know, an ally, but they just won't step over that little bridge that they think is a cliff and keep moving. Fear is the only way that people are held up. Fear stops everything. Metatron, you're moving all over the place. That which people are incapable of seeing, you can never convince. Move on, let them go with love, thank them. Thank them for reminding you. Just don't give them focused energy. Bless them, realize that you were once in their place and that they have yet to feel pain more. Or they're feeling the pain, and a lot of this awakening energies that are coming in now, constant, every day. Awakening energies are coming in, and now we're in the fifth dimension. We're all feeling it. Before, when the transition was happening, we got through our awakening energies and started to awaken, started spreading wisdom, light, and love, unconditional. We were spared that as we went up through the fourth and fifth. But now that many of us are fully in fifth dimension, the shadow and the darkness, dark forces, the only way that they can pull us down to their level is through judgment. The minute we lower ourselves into a state of judgment, or better than, or my way or the highway, that's a great curve, a great lesson for it to stop. Everybody just stop and go, whoa, wait a minute. Did you just tell me that I'm incapable of trusting my feelings, so I got to do it the way your feelings tell you to do it? See, that doesn't happen around me. That doesn't happen around me. You know, one of the best things that, you know, my mentors told me, and, you know, Yeshua and a lot of the masters, and they laugh when we sit around, is if, literally, in my mentor's words, if you're not pissing people off, you're not doing your job. If you're not shining your light, and it's not having an effect on people and everybody likes you, that's when you start to get a little nervous. Because everybody has issues that to be dealt with. But not everybody is going to like you. Many are going to hate you. So many people get worried, upset. Oh, my God, this light work. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me for saying the truth. Well, they're not supposed to be around you. They're not your true friends. They're not your. If they are, they'll come back with respect. You know, when you tell them, I'm not going to allow this. I'm not going to allow your reactions and this childish behavior. You're wasting my time. You're just sitting here draining me, and then you want me to put diaper rash on you. It's not going to work. My time is my time. If you want to work with me, that's fine. If you want take my hand, I'll help pull you up. But don't go off complaining. I mean, I see a lot of people around you in the past 2 weeks, they're showing me, have just been like, smile to your face, and then they're walking away, and they're mumbling under their breath. And you could hear, of course, we hear that. You know, it's like, not, that's the universe clearing our path. We don't have to waste our time Yes, we're all a part of the one. Yes, we must love each other, but we don't have to let like them, and we don't have to let them into our house, into our energy. We let them go with love and bless them, and that's the best thing that we can do. But if we start putting too much focused energy on all these people who show up and are starting to drain us, which the world powers try to do with all this drama and war and horrific images, and the religions that say you've got to give of yourself or else you're a scumbag, no better word than that. You know, they make you feel that bad that you're not helping everybody and you forget to help yourself. You're here to be the most loving, honest, honorable, respectful, and truthful being that you can be to yourself. No one else. You're not here to be a slave to anybody. You're not here to save anybody. You're not here to live somebody else's life. That's all the catch-22. We're here to reincarnate to be the most truthful, loving, honest being we can be to ourselves within each and every moment. And I'm talking piety, piety, piety. And through that process, we become the example. We shed the dark energies and that cause people to react to us, or we start, people want to be around us because they feel good around us, because our positive energy is pushing, and it's pushing the tsunami waves of negativity that they've been allowing across their bodies and in their lives and in their bedrooms watching these news stories. And, you know, there's so much false crap, spiritual crap out there on the internet. But that's my word, you know. Somebody could say, no, it's real to them. So in that same aspect of judgment, you could call that, you know, I slipped a little bit. But when I speak to you, I know that you understand exactly what I'm speaking of.
Yeah. But there's people,
you know,
that are new and they're just awakened, so they're learning and
well,
they're
they have
feeling.
To go through the bumper. Yeah, they're going through the pinball bumpers. Same way everybody else did, the asteroid belt, bouncing through. How do we learn? Through pain. Every light worker is a knothead. Every one of us.
Yeah, we have to have a thick skin to work here.
We are.
Being picked on or teased by people that aren't awakened. And then have
they're just scared.
People chasing you because they need or want from you, and then others that say, "Oh, you're not staying
demand,
in your lane."
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
Everybody,
you know,
you're listening to
people.
Gregory Grzybowski. If you'd like to contact Gregory, you can contact him on his email, Soother of Souls, Soother SOOTHER of Souls @gmail.com, and on Facebook. Now, Gregory, I'm going to have a little fun with you here. You mentioned for Metatron a couple times that you kept saying, I'm the one, Metatron saying, I'm the one. So just to get that little positive energy, this is special just for you, Greg.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you want to ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the only one. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, ew, ooh, ew. I'm the only one. Yeah, yeah. I'm the one that hit that same spot.
DJ Khaled, Justin Quavo, and the rest of the rappers. I thought it was funny because I kept hearing you say Metatron's message with saying, I'm the one, and then the song popped in my head. So, I'm the one, Metatron's message, and your earlier channeled message from the goddess, too, about speaking our truth and clearing out things for us and putting ourselves first.
Yeah, as it appears to you.
Yes.
To the individual,
so,
not the collective.
So these messages from the goddess and Metatron, Archangel Metatron today, telling people that they need to put themselves first in their awakening and their spiritual path as they evolve
and trust
so that
themselves.
They can help others.
Yeah, trust themselves. Stop putting your faith in somebody else. You have everything. Trust that your feelings are yours and they're not going to steer you wrong. It's the people around you who have been manipulating you and sacrificial lamb, perfect example. I say that, and probably 96, 7, maybe 100% of everybody who heard me say that nodded their head in agreement because they've all been it. Because anybody who's tuning in to listen is listening because they were guided to. You know, they just had this feeling, and they trust it. And we know that there's powers much more greater than us that have pulled all of us out of the pain, anguish, despair of what this matrix world, this, you know, dream state. A Lakota brother of mine, Frank Wise, very beautiful soul. Yesterday we were sharing last night, and he talked about an elder or his grandfather, because he had a, you know, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, Frank. It was about his nightmares. We were comparing nightmares as children. I had the Cyclops chasing me all the time. He had this man in a dark suit to chase him all the time. And his grandfather said, "What's the matter?" And he says, "I keep having these nightmares." And he said to him, he said, "Why are you running?" "Because he's chasing me." He said, "But your dreams are real. That's reality. This earth here, this is where all the deceit, and this is the make-believe down here. You have the ability to manifest everything into reality in your dreams. It's only when you allow the other energies to manipulate you in your dream state that, you know, so trust in yourself. Even, or, you know, Melinda, I know you understand about the dream state where we are now. We now know dream state, we're just somewhere else. We've been watching ourselves do things, and we've pretty much got a good grasp on ourselves.
Yes.
And where we go. So for those other people who are going, "What the heck did he just say?" You'll get it. It's just something that you'll get. Just have faith that you are okay. I mean, if you're in a neighborhood where bullets are firing through the walls, you know, why are you there? What is keeping you there? You have the ability to pull your roots up and move, unlike the trees who are anchored. You can pull your roots. We're high-tech trees. So we can't continuously, you know, bar the children and the atrocities of the people that are caught in man's evil doings over banks and property and oil. But everybody has the ability to take a deep breath and say, "I'm changing my life." But the biggest hurdle is we've been conned and forced into being trained to be a slave to other people. When to get up, when to go to school or go to work, put in that 7.5-hour school day or work day, go home and do extra work, homework. You know, now they're going all through this whole process. They're making it more and more difficult because the children know it's all bullcrap. And they're putting labels on the children. And the awakening is here. And it's, you know, to the people who are not awake, they're probably going, "What is this guy talking about?" Whatever. It doesn't bother me. Because from where I sit, as your show states, a higher perspective, I see everything from the most highest loving perspective that I can see. Not all the times. Human parts of me get in there and I go and mungle things up and fall prey to antagonism and want to rumble. And I get sucked into other people's drama and other people's battles. You know that all too well. Many of us do because we want to help. But in reality, all we have to do is shed light on it. And let those people feel our energy, and they know. Many people, they think, when I say nothing is hidden to those of us who can see, that's real. Everything anybody ever does is recorded. You don't get away with anything. There are no secrets in this universe. None. So when you start living your life,
it's all Akashic records. It all goes to the Akashic records.
You know, both light and dark sees it. And darkness likes to store up any evil doing. So when you're thinking you're about to get something and you're going to be rewarded, all that bad stuff comes into play. And if you want to get something, nothing is free. The one thing, somebody says it's free, you better put your guard up. That's a warning sign. Nothing is free. One of the first universal laws, if not the first, in order to first receive something of equal or greater value, you must first give something of equal or greater value. There is no free. That's a con with religion. Man's religion is to control the masses. Now, churches are fine, religions are fine. They help people deal with life and death and a lot of but it's mass manipulation. Mass. They call it mass. Let's go to mass. They got mass murderer, mass this, mass that, mass. Words have a lot to do with the energy of control. And people just give freely their energy to these words without thinking. I'm not trashing a church, but I am asking people, I was raised Catholic, to think for yourself. Pull back and say, wait a minute. How did people survive before all these people were telling us this? I mean, they wrote a book about a man they called Jesus. His name's Yeshua ben Joseph. They call him Jesus. They don't even give him his true name. And then they pulled pretty much everything away from it, and it was written. I channel Yeshua ben Joseph daily. I see him every day. And it's just, he's like, Gregory, you know, that famous quote that they do have is, forgive them for they know not what they do. Everybody's at their own pace. But what you can do is keep asking them to think for themselves. Stop letting other people think for them. Stop letting other people tell you what's good for you. If it doesn't resonate, if you don't feel a positive, good, tingly feeling when you hear somebody speaking to you, or it makes you, you know, then back up and ask, why are you taking advice from this person? What has this person actually done in real life? Many people call themselves healers and mediums and channelers, but when you really... Does anybody really do their homework to check on the background of these people? You know, no, they don't. And they're just willingly going in. You know, with us, our testimonials say it all. You know?
Yes.
We're all going to have, oh, that guy's an idiot. He thinks he knows everything. I don't claim to know anything. I don't claim to know anything. All I know is, I'm an avatar. I am in the moment. I'm feeling, and I'm in my presence. And I know that spirit has saved me from sure death. I probably still wouldn't be here, going the same route I was going, being, you know, the medical billy goat, the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, just feeding the system for 20-something years.
With that message, Greg, we're going to take a short pause, everyone. We will be right back after these messages. Please note there's something going on with Blog Talk. I cannot access the chat room any longer. And if you want to call in to speak with medical intuitive and energy healer Gregory Grzybowski, please call in 646-915-8066.
Experience the release of your negative energy and your negative emotions that keep on dragging you down. Melinda Carver, psychic medium Melinda Carver, is your lady. Order your healing session with psychic medium Melinda Carver today. Get positive. Live positive. Let Melinda assist you with your healing today. There is no reason to carry around all of that negative energy. It can be removed. There's no reason to let your negative emotions that have piled up over the years take you to bad places in your life. Call psychic medium Melinda Carver. Let her be your lady to bring positive experiences into your life. Positive energy with a reading from Melinda Carver. Order your reading from psychic medium Melinda Carver today. She's your lady. She's your positive lady.
Melinda's Positive Products will help you attract positive people, events, and items into your life. These magical products can be used in your energy work, meditations, spells, and rituals. Transform your life with magic. Get positive, live positive. Order Melinda's Positive Products at psychicmelinda.webs.com. That's psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This Tuesday, July 11th, international best-selling, award-winning author, shamanic practitioner, and master life coach, Donna Denome returns. We're going to talk about 8 keys to wholeness. Another show will be Tuesday, July 18th, Ariel Grace from A Gang of Girls returns. We're going to talk about angels, connecting to them, seeing them, and working with them. And then I round out the month, July 25th. If you want to pick up my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, it's available at bookstores across the nation. You can also pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Indigo, and Wordery Online, as well as Target and Walmart, and of course, Amazon. If you pick up a copy, please write a review and keep that energy flowing. Learn how you can release negative energy with the free or inexpensive tools already found in your home, garden, grocery store, or metaphysical store. Get positive, live positive. Tonight's guest is Gregory Grzybowski. He is the Soother of Souls, and you can find him on Facebook, and you can contact him at soothersofsouls@gmail.com. Welcome back,
yeah,
Gregory.
I just opened up a Soother of Souls Facebook page, too.
Ooh,
so,
yay.
Yeah, finally trying to figure a maneuver through that stuff.
All the fun. And you also post daily channeled messages on Facebook under the Greg Grzybowski.
Yes. I try to be daily, but, you know, sometimes they give me a break or two when I'm working all night and channeling astral.
Yeah. And plus you travel. You just were in Madison, Wisconsin, and Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem, yeah.
Yep, and
yeah,
you stopped
nice.
Here in Cleveland, Ohio, to see your little sister.
It was beautiful to meet you at 1:30 in the morning. It was. It's nice, though. It was just like I was down the road, though. That's the beautiful part about energy doesn't lie. Positive attracts positive. In that there are no strangers. They're just people who have forgotten who they are.
We had
and then
a good
there are,
time.
And then, yeah, then there are those other ones that you just don't, you know, like the relatives that you're like, oh, boy. I mean, just people in general. What's going on with
Gregory,
you?
Well, we have a handful of callers that are anxious to speak to you.
Oh,
and
okay.
Using your immense medical intuition skills and your ability to channel. So we're going to take your calls, everyone, 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Now, Gregory, our first caller is Mary Lee from Illinois. Mary Lee, welcome to the show. You're live on air with Gregory Grzybowski.
Well, thank you.
Hello, Mary Lee.
Hi, Gregory. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm just trying to turn the fan down on my air conditioner so I can hear you better. Okay. You got a lot of tension in your chest, neck, left shoulder. You feel that? Just there up your neck. A little release. A little bit of an energy burst that somebody's just been needling you, just like a mosquito flying around your head. This person in your life that just doesn't stop putting energy around you. We just spoke about the message of the goddess Metatron, and it's always putting boundaries up. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, time for the lioness to roar and roar loud. I don't go into specifics when I'm on or doing radio show, you know, when a little more private sessions, you know, I see the people who are doing this. really affecting your shoulders. So, you know, it's really going down right side of the bottom of your neck and down into your right shoulder blade. It's a male who totally disrespects any boundaries you put up. So speak your truth. Speak your truth. The truth doesn't need to defend itself. Truth, like the lion, once set free, will defend itself. And if they truly want to be around you, they have to honor your truth. Otherwise, you know, there's cords that need to be cut. Your guys are telling me this isn't anything you haven't known for a long time. Speak up to the people who need to hear it, not to the people who you're expressing your problems to. Go directly to the source of the problem. And if you have apprehension about causing confrontation, make sure you have a friend with you. You know, somebody else is, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, when there's threes, the Trinity, it's amazing what spirit will do to quell the reactions of others. You have a lot of, it's just so much, you're a super empath, and you have so much of other people's crap coursing through you. It's like a roller coaster ride, a great adventure. That's what I see going through your body.
How true.
They're trying to hide from me, but they can't. You know, perfect message for you. You first. You've lost track of who you are. That's because other people have been manipulating you, and the hardest part for us when that happens is by the time we realize it, it's like, oh, you son of a guns. Here I was actually caring, and you guys are just getting over on me. Rein in your empathy. Bring your empathy inward into your inner child. Let that, you know, right there in your solar plexus, it's strength. Your inner child is screaming. Let's go out and play, just you and me. You know, do whatever your inner child wants to do. Go for a ride. Notice how far and better you, how much better you feel the farther you get away from quote unquote home, or where everybody thinks they know you. Because you have activated and you have come up online and everybody is looking at you like, what the hell happened to you? And they kind of think, I see a lot of this, who does she think she is? They judge you. They're so used to you giving them everything. Come on, you're an angel. Own up to the fact that you're here for you first. So you can find out who you are, shine your light, so that you become the example for all these other people that are hanging in the sidelines that are afraid to speak up for themselves. You're a very powerful soul. You're very powerful. You scare yourself sometimes. Don't be afraid of who you are. I mean, I could go a lot more in depth, and I know you understand what I'm talking about. I love you. And I simply ask, and so that your guides and everybody else, is that you show that, you know, you're me going through your own soul war. You're where I was 7.5 years ago. Really in total disbelief that the people who we thought knew us absolutely had no idea who we are. And they don't like that we're not fitting into their delusional illusion of what they think their reality is anymore.
Greg, what can Mary Lee do to help speak that truth and
first
feel more powerful?
Marilyn, you know, Michael's just saying, when's the last time you honestly told yourself you love yourself and, you know, you did something for you? Not let somebody come in at the last moment and say, nah, let's go here, not there. Empowerment of self. Don't you know when your ego kicks in, because we ask ourselves, is that my ego? So whenever you start to feel a reaction, stop and go, is that me or is that somebody else? Because almost every reaction you have is triggered by somebody else's negative energy within you. that, you know, the Epsom salt bath and baking soda, you know, that is the go-to for people who aren't around in the summertime salt water. You know, she can also, you know, a white unscented candle with a picture of herself and a ring of sea salt, 1/8 inch wide and by 1/8 inch high, with the candle lit, you know, in a safe place. It's a ring of protection. And it's really going inside and cutting cords and cleaning out the basement. A lot of people are renting space in there without paying you. Correct?
Correct.
That's Metatron. Correct. Metatron. I mean, they're here. All the help is here. Mary Ellen, you're a beautiful soul. And the darkness and the shadows that are around you don't want that beautiful light shining, because then you're going to expose them, and then they have to retreat back some more. And the more they retreat, the more chaos they're going to do. And they're going to try to create chaos in the family. The family is where they go first. And when you finally gain your independence from the grip that darkness and shadow has on the human ego, and you put the ego in the birdcage where we've been put as children, and to our empathy and feeling less than and never being able to understand who we are, when you catch that, they're going to start attacking, you know, they're going to start poking at where all the attachments are to you. Children, spouses, quote-unquote labels, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is. Anything that's labeled and you give power to, that's yours. When you start speaking your truth to yourself and you're elevating into meditation, they're going to have a spouse call or a child call, and they're going to be yelling at you and telling you you're everything and anything but the truth through their fear, because they're preying on the fear of, just like they preyed on your fear and my fear when I was younger, you know? Fear of what? What other people think about us, Mary Ellen? Come on. Michael says it's time for all of us to keep our big people panties on, underwear on, and just know that we're okay. We really are. And in order for our lives to change, what must change? What has to change first? Us. You know? Do you meditate?
I do.
How long? Because I got a couple of Snickers from your guides.
Oh, quite often. Each day, actually.
Okay, each day. Do you sit and wait until you get the message, or do you, as they're showing me, just before you start to get a message, the anxiousness comes up, and it's like, oh, I guess this is time, and it's, you know, I'm going to get going now. You do your breath work. That's cool. Have you ever heard of the salt bath? Epsom salt and baking soda? Okay,
yes.
That's crucial. Do that with some oils, whatever oils you like, in the water, keep moisture, and soak as long as you can. And that's a great place to meditate, because you're in water, which is emotion. You're having dreams of a lot of water, right?
I am.
Yeah, because it's all these emotions coming up. I love you. And know that everybody else loves you. There are so many of us, like I say, that can see, and we're just waiting for everybody to wipe the sleep out of their eyes and keep coming up the hill, keep climbing up the mountain, come up the staircase. But make sure you step on every step, because every step has a lesson. And the biggest lesson for us is letting go. We've been forced into this materialistic world where it's materialistic cars, you know, objects, even people. We own people. We are conned into believing that we actually own our spouse, or we own our children when they're able to take care of themselves, that we know better than them, when actually the children are coming into the earth plane with upgrades for the parents. Parents should be listening to the children, but not spoiling them, not letting them fall, because they need to be protected. And if the parents have naked eyes and an open heart, the children will see that. There's no fear. Now, is that everybody? No. But for most of us, you were that way as a child, too. You're very smart. You're always told to be quiet. because all you did was speak the truth. You got rewarded for being quiet instead of where we should be rewarded for speaking the truth and clearing the space in the area of any negativity. You're an awesome...
Well, Mary Lee, I hope that was helpful for you this evening, sweetheart.
Oh, it was. Greg, you're absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. So are you. I love you.
Thank you very much. Thanks
a lot. When I say that, I mean it.
Thank you, Mary Lee. All right, we're going to leave Illinois, and we're going to head down to California.
This is California?
Also Melinda from California. Oh. Melinda, you're live on air with Gregory Grzybowski. Welcome to Positive Perspective.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well. How is everyone? Thank you for taking my call.
What's this urgent thing you got beating in your heart, your chest?
There's two things. The first thing is relocating and into a more open space.
Well, you already know you're about 2 years behind on getting out of that space you're in.
Oh yeah.
You have a lot of guides and a lot of angels, a lot of relatives, past, present, and future around you. You're so loved. You're such a goofball. That's what they love about you. You light up the room, and you know the damn hyenas and the jackals still keep coming around you. And you're like, damn it, why do they keep coming around? Because you know. You're another, you walk into a dark place and you open your eyes and everything is lit. It's like Fantasia, you know, it's just boom, the magic that you bring through your soul, through the light within your being. You're a truly gifted individual. And there's a lot of people, including spiritual teachers, who have been lying to you and keeping you down, literally lying to you to keep you in their space so they can use your energy to help them, and shame on them. Yes, I mean, I always ask my mentor when that stuff comes out, and he's like, Gregory, you speak the truth. You should not be ashamed. Somebody has to be the one that speaks the truth, and truth has been spoken, and that comes. You know where that came from, right?
No, I don't.
It came out of you. It came out of you. That was one of the things that beating. The question was, I can't learn anymore with these people.
That makes sense.
Oh, doesn't it? It's very liberating for you. You know? And when you look in the mirror and you say that, don't, you know, if they come at you with retribution, shame on them. They know the truth too. Anybody who, that's, the reason that happens is they settle and they start thinking that they're the, you know, they're the left hit of Mother Creator. You know, they have everything and they're good where they're at. And that's teat, not tit, by the way. I wasn't saying boobie. meaning, you know, all of the nurturing of, like, they're sitting right there with Mother. They are, but, you know, the universe keeps moving forward. The minute we stop and settle, there's somebody paving over the top of our head. Mold forms on top of us, and that creates shadow. And then shadows, everything that we're moving up forward and away from as we ascend, it's not just stopping. It's still following us because the universe is continuously moving. And that's, you know, I love the metaphor that they just put out there for you. I just remembered you saying about a move. Yeah, go for it. Get out of Dodge. Go to where it calls to you because there are people there and there are energies in that space. Whew. Gosh, you felt that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, all over your back. There's a lot of fairy energy around you, and you have a lot of angel energy around you. You're very protected, and that's for a reason. You've done this work for a long time, and you still do it in other dimensions. You're a hell of an alchemist. You You can turn vinegar into the sweetest juice. Don't doubt yourself. And it's funny, here I am drinking organic raw kombucha ginger ale, talking about turning vinegar into...
Yuck. I just can't drink that stuff. I just can't drink that stuff, Greg. That's just the worst tasting drink ever invented.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it
is. Once you get over that thing that slides into your throat, then you're okay.
No. I'm drinking the nectar of the gods, Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi.
I need my caffeine.
You put that, you go put that out in a hummingbird feeder, and the crows won't, nobody will come around it. You can clean the chrome off your car, though, if they still had chrome bumpers. But anyway, that's everybody's at their own place and doing what they're own do. We all have our vices. People still smoke. Still smoke, too. And, you know, that's putting a foreign contagion into your, you know, your lungs aren't meant to breathe in smoke. Doesn't matter what kind. Alcohol and marijuana, this is for California. Alcohol and marijuana, not all of California, but for the guides want you to realize that they're, don't fall prey to this great big scam that's going on by the government that's like letting it all go. Yes, I mean, the people are going to shoot negativity things at me, and that's okay, because if you want the effects of marijuana, you do the oil under the tongue or you take capsules. You don't breathe it into your lungs. Anybody who's ever smoked marijuana and had a pipe knows exactly what goes in that pipe within 3 days. You got to clean that pipe. What do you think's in your lungs? And what, you know, what's going into your body? And you're putting your body into a big slowdown. It lowers your vibration. It causes you a false sense of security. Alcohol was created to obtain, harness, and remove the life force energies of the plant, the herb, basically removing the soul from the plant and bottling it. Now, we are high-tech plants. So trust yourself. Don't get swept up in the we're all one party and it's all this and yay, hoo-hoo, because I'm really bad with names. I'm great with energy. Your energy is a big ball of fairy dust. It's huge.
Her name was Melinda.
Melinda.
Like mine.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I forgot.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Melinda. Yeah, I know that resonates, no pun intended, with you. Trust, because, you know, everybody wants Melinda around, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
You know, worry not what others think about you. It's funny that you came on after I said sacrificial lamb. You were the next caller. And it's not funny. It's all for a reason, and nobody's judging anybody. People are just doing what they think they know and willingly going along because the energy is good. Always remember, both Melindas, energy does not lie. Now, Melinda in California, and you, Melinda, but I'm speaking to California. Your eyes are amazing, aren't they?
I've been told, yes.
True. You know it for yourself. I mean, it's like, wow, your eyes have gotten you in and out of trouble. I mean, Melinda in Cleveland seen my eyes, so she knows my eyes. My eyes are amazing as well. They do magical. The iris does many things. That's for a reason. You know, you are a very connected soul. You're very connected. And there are so many people that want to hop on the train of Melinda. And when you want to stop and do something for yourself, they're caught all that weight of their stuff. You're hitting the brakes on the tracks. And you want to stop. Say you want to stop in Cleveland, Ohio. So you hit your brakes on just outside of Cleveland on the train. But you have train cars all the way to Hawaii. And all of that weight pushes you, and you stop at Cleveland, you hit your brakes, and then you're talking to me out here on Eastern Long Island, New York, almost in the Atlantic Ocean by the time you stop. That's why this urge to get the hell out of Dodge is there. It's your guides, it's you, it's your higher self. And you know, you just know.
Great reading for Melinda.
Yeah,
great reading.
You just know. You just know.
All right, Greg, we're going to take a short pause, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's positive energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive. Live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives. And into every facet of your life, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your hostess, Melinda Carver. You can go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for information about my upcoming events, special events, classes, book signings. You can pick up my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, at bookstores across the country and online, Target, Walmart, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Wordery, Indigo, and, of course, the big daddy, Amazon. And if you want to see me live in person this Saturday, I will be at the Eileen Fisher Boutique at the Eden Collection in Beechwood, Ohio, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., signing copies of my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. This Tuesday, international best-selling author Donna DeNome returns, Eight Keys to Wholeness, and a big program that she's going to be starting. And if you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out all the past on-demand episodes featuring TV stars, radio stars, best-selling authors, and regional players all across the world that have been here on Positive Perspectives for the last 5 years. Our guest this evening is Greg Grzybowski. He is the soother of souls, and he is here taking your calls at 646-915-8066. And of course, Greg, I just want to play a little smidgen of something just for you, Gregory.
Here we go again.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you want
a little bit of Florida just for you.
Yeah, I guess I'll be going there at the end of the month. I think it was a little confirmation.
Yes, and you know, I play that song well because first of all, here in my house here in Cleveland, but our next caller is also from Florida. This is Catherine. Hello, Catherine. You're live on air with Gregory Grzybowski.
Hi, Melinda. Hi, Gregory Grzybowski. How are you?
Hello, Catherine.
Okay. I have a little bit of a, not a spiel, but last June I was diagnosed with stage one, Last June I was diagnosed with stage one colon cancer. They found in a biopsy. They removed it. And they wanted me to do chemo and radiation right away. I opted not to, much to everybody's discontent, but I said no.
Guides are applauding you.
I looked into naturopath and homeopathic medicines, and I felt like I felt on top of the world up until last the holidays came, and and I went backwards in every way you could imagine, and I have yet to get back on the stick
that I screwed up since November.
So
see, just in that fact that you're saying you screwed up is you're letting that darkness called cancer, which is energy that somehow has been given permission to take root in your body. You were kicking its – I'm going to say you were kicking its ass.
I was kicking its ass and feeling so good.
You still are. Listen, stop listening to people and stop letting people tell you – you know, I'm not supposed to be walking without a cane or the device. And I've been – you know, screw that. I was on pain management for 20 years. I was just letting people tell me – I mean, I was in pain. But it's like, why? Is this my life?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got sick and tired of waiting for somebody to come and help you. You said, wait a minute, I can do this. And you still can. The thing going up and down your right side of your ribs, that burn, this is all emotion. I work with a lot of people, and, you know, I do exorcisms. I do dark entity removal. That's a dark entity, and it's trying to gain hold because somebody is preying on your emotions, and it's emotional. And of course, you brought up around the holidays, you fell backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's all emotional. It's stuff. Undealt with childhood issues, the trauma of. I'm not going to go any more into it. You know what I'm talking about. The things that need to be dealt with. And it's just a matter of revisiting it, letting the universe know that it no longer, yes, this happened to me. Yes, it's just public radio, so I'm not going to go into anything. But your guides are all nodding at me. You have a lot, too. I mean, you have a lot to offer. And, you know, don't put any focused energy on this darkness. Don't even call it what it is or what the doctors call it. You are absolutely capable of healing. You have it in you.
The problem that I'm having now, or the issues that I'm having now, is that since this all happened, I lost my insurance. So now I can't even find out what's going on.
It's just,
no clue.
You know, this is just the dark powers that be, and just trying to knock you down. Meditation. I look forward to, I highly advise you reaching out to me afterwards. We can nip this in the bud. Because there are other people, in your vicinity, and you know, there are other players in this movie around you that are adding to the not so good side of things. Who don't really have your highest intent for your highest good. They don't let you get to be you. Now, this isn't being mean. This is just the truth as it's presented to me, and I don't doubt what I see, and I don't doubt. It's not me being egotistical. It's just, I've never been wrong because it's not me. I get out of the way, and I let the high divine, who has the higher intent for your highest good, straight for you. We know you know who's speaking with you. And it's time you cut the middleman out in your conversations and start connecting to your higher entities and raise your vibration. Stop giving in to the fear of not having and crank up the positivity of what you do have. And you do have the great ability to throw this thing out. This thing is, it's freaking just a squatter. It's not even your energy. It's not even your energy. It's just a pile up of somebody else dumping it on you for multitudes of years.
That's great advice. Gregory, how can people reach you? Why don't you give all your details once more if they want their own private session with you on the phone or Facebook Live?
They can just, send an email to soothersouls@gmail.com or direct message me. I'm on Instagram, @soothersouls, or, you know, send an email. It's simple. It's just an email or a direct message. If you're following me on Instagram or if you're on Facebook, it's just I'm looking at this. Kathleen, I see the crap that you're walking through, and it's time to take the coveralls off and live.
Great message just, for her.
It frustrates me to see how other people, all they do is think about themselves in a bad way, when there's such a beautiful soul who's done nothing but hold space and help so many. But that's life. That's life. That's life. And life has many curveballs, and we all sign up for that pitch. That
beautiful message
pitch
for
that
Catherine.
I love. Yeah, so she's a great ball of love. So anybody who wants to get a hold of me, it's just, you know, they. I'm sure if they miss any of this, they can easily just send you an email. I mean, your followers, you have the information. I have the information. On my, you know, just soothersouls@gmail.com.
And we're going to leave Florida now. We're going to go across the country here to Texas. And this is Justin. Justin, you're live on air with Gregory Grzybowski.
Hello,
welcome to the show.
Hello, Justin.
Thank you.
You sound muffled, brother.
I'm sorry?
There you go. Now I can hear you. You were talking, you know, just have to talk more clearly into the phone. I couldn't hear you before. What can I do for you, bro?
Okay. Well,
a lot of indecision.
I'm sorry?
I said you have a lot of indecisiveness. A lot of questions, self-questioning.
Yeah, there definitely, I could say there's about 40% of that. The last caller, I was in her situation. I'm 30, and I was diagnosed with terminal squamous cell carcinoma of the head, neck, and throat, and I had no insurance.
That's beautiful how spirit works, right?
And it is, really. And I hope she's still listening.
I'm sure she is.
You know, she's worried. She, just pray, because it's very, like...
Yeah,
man, it's
never lose faith.
It is test of character. It is... I gave up. I did give up. I mean, all of it. Because it's impossible. They make it impossible, unfortunately.
Cancer's big business. They want to... If you don't have insurance, they're going to milk it. Even if you're on your deathbed,
yeah.
They're going to give you $100. Well, the insurance won't cover it, but you have a house you can mortgage, and we'll give you a $250,000 possible cure.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
They're vampires. They're just scum.
Yeah.
They're not out to help
people. Yeah.
Not all of them.
Not at all. And let me tell you, having insurance, just the same as not having insurance.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I love you for that.
It covers this. It doesn't cover that. It'll cover this one, but, you know, 20%
yeah.
or this, or not this doctor, but, you know.
Absolutely.
So
it's the game.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I'm done with chemo and everything. I just hope that she's hearing, she can hear me, and if she wants to contact me.
It's a beautiful thing, Justin. You're an angel, bro. Remember that. I mean, they can't take you unless you give them, you give up, you turn their light, you turn your light down to them is the only way that shadow and darkness that is trying to dim your light can win, because darkness can never overcome the light. Darkness can't work outside of shadow and darkness. They're cowards. They have to create fear to make people jump out of their body so the light isn't bright, and then they can manipulate.
Right. Yeah, it's very scary. Yeah, it is. But if she is listening, I wish she would contact me so I could personally talk to her. It's Infinity. It's my Gmail. Infinity, and it's 888 radio
beautiful.
At Gmail.
Beautiful.
I actually have a radio show on Blog Talk, and I'm trying to get back into the groove of it. You know, the cancer. It's been 2 years.
Well, I'd love to be a guest.
Yeah, I would love for you to be a guest. I'm trying to get, you know, back on track with everything. And through this experience, it's been pretty intense, and it's been hard, but, you know, it's actually, I kind of am glad I've got to experience it in a weird way. But
well, that's what you came here to do, how to defeat it.
I wouldn't.
How to beat it.
Yes.
You're an example of unconditional love, Brother Justin. I'm honored. I'm touched. My heart. I feel the emotion of love that washes over me, that really, truly radiates from you. No matter the adversity, you're always giving. Even when you think you're not.
Yeah.
Even when you think you're not, you're still up there in the ethers and in the astral kicking ass. You're a beautiful soul, and I'm sure Melinda, you have his phone number or her phone number for Kathleen?
No, I do not. She dropped off the line.
Okay. Well,
Kathleen. Okay. Oh wow, that's really weird. Okay, I know her. She was a caller on my show. I actually wrote her like 2 weeks ago.
Well, there you go. So there you go.
Synchronicity.
We're all connected. Yeah, we're all connected at Infinity 888, bro. And
thank you very much, Justin.
I love you. Get in touch with me, Justin.
Thanks for calling. Best wishes to
you.
Thank you, Justin. Many blessings, sweetheart. So, Gregory, we're having the synchronistic calls coming in. We had people from
Trinity.
Different parts of the world calling in and the different
cool.
states. Where are you going to be next so people can see you live in person, Gregory?
Oh, geez. Where am I going to be next? There's talks about Australia in August. That hasn't come to fruition yet. Most likely South Florida. The end of this month, beginning of this month, that's still in the works. Spirit's still working with that. You know, a lot of times I just get a text or something and say, hey, we're putting together something. Do you want to come out? And there's possibly Orlando, Florida in September. Right now it's mid-July. I'm here in the Hamptons, and there's a lot of people who are awakening. A lot of people are going through, everybody's going through what they're going through. And I have a lot of people that just find their way and I find myself talking to them out on the street or at a restaurant or just doing the divine work, the divine intervention work of just being there for somebody. And also having other people be there for us, because we have a hard time accepting, receiving a lot of times. So I'm kind of right now I'm just manifesting and loving and working. You know, I have an issue with my dog's got something going on with her UTI and bladder, so it's complications, whatever. We're working on that and we're in a place of calm stability, I guess you could say, right now. And everything's working. We just got over this intense blue and golden diamond energies that were coming in from Orion and Sirius. That new moon energies with the solstice, a whole lot of stuff got shaken up. I mean, the world's still vibrating, trying to figure out what happened. Massive attacks on light workers the last 3 days. Yesterday was the first ease of that attack, but 3 days prior. So from yesterday and day before yesterday, 4 days, 5 days, maybe even up to a week, I don't know about you, but I felt like I was lead. I couldn't even move in the bed. My shoulder, I just felt like I was being weighed down and holding space for these people who are awakening. These people who are being told they're crazy. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Know
we
what
hold
it is.
Space
so we
try, and help lead
try to
them.
Get up. Try to get up, and then you feel like they feel somebody pushing you back down in the bed, and you're like, all right, fine. You walk my dog. I got to get up and walk my dog.
Well, I'm sorry to hear the poor little girl's not feeling well. Any last messages that you'd like to share? Any channel messages you received today?
Well, you know, see, it's like I'm real time. I'm direct access 24/7. The major thing that I've been sharing with people is stop allowing other people to tell you how to live your life. Have faith in who you are, because you'll never get to know who you are if you continue to listen to people tell you who you are. The energy, okay, thank you very much. Yeshua, Gabriel, Raphael, Raziel, they're all coming in right now. Ariel, and Sandalphon. So they're and Melchizedek, all right, they're all coming in. I'm not going to keep saying who's dropping in, you guys. It all just showed up. They're just... be you. They're just saying, just be you. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, it's okay to be me. It's all right if people don't like me. Guess what? It's not the end of the world. That's just somebody else, my higher power, preventing me from wasting too much time trying to convince somebody to like me. Think about how much time is wasted. How many hours have been wasted trying to make somebody believe something that you feel is right? Or nobody's going to do anything. You have to convince yourself. And the only way you do that is being in the moment, accepting and owning up to your issues. Stop blaming other people. When we start doing that, and we get over the anxiety and the frustration of going, holy crap, because it's just going to keep coming. We'll see more and more. But know that we survived all of it. We survived all of it. And it's all like sticky tar and feathers that people just continuously put on us that we can't get off because we haven't dealt with it. We haven't stopped long enough to make peace with ourselves and say, yeah, I allowed that to happen. Yes, most times we say, yes, we knew better, but we allowed somebody else. We can't blame the person for saying, yeah, well, no, let's go over here instead of going there. We allowed them to do that. It's time to be real. Truth is everywhere. It's time to stop being like the zombie apocalypse that's walking around on the planet, pretending that everything is okay and pretending that what they're seeing is real. Not in an aspect of truth, but the way it resonates within themselves, the truth, how they feel, their inner truth. Because as Frank Wise told me, my wise Lakota brother, his grandfather told him, dream state is where reality is, when you are completely in charge of who you are. This thing, when you open your eyes in the morning, you know, trust the energy. Energy never lies. Trust your feelings. Trust your imagination, your insight. Trust. It's all about being truthful and trusting you. Kick everybody else out of your captain's chair. It takes time. Me and Melinda can vouch for that. Because every time we kick somebody out of the captain's chair, we barely got to sit in it before somebody kicked our ass out. And we're like, where'd that come from? And it was somebody else that we didn't realize was manipulating us from our childhood or from our past relationship or from whatever, wherever. Just be you. It's okay to be you. There is nobody else like you. Nowhere. Yeah, doppelganger this and all. The people are very familiar, can be very similar. But when it comes down to it, 99.99% of us aren't cloned.
Just like snowflakes. We're all individual.
Right. There are clones.
You might look a lot like until you get
spiritual
us under the
clones.
Microscope.
Yeah. And be careful. Oh, yeah, thank you. Be careful for the people who are meditating and they're seeing, you know, they're closing their eyes and they're seeing these beings start to take form in a third dimensional shape through their third eyes and like the spirit totems and all that. Just because you see them doesn't mean they're real. When you see them in your mind's eye, ask them to show you their energy. Because anybody can dress and look like somebody. Look, there's actors all around the world that get paid millions of dollars to be something they're not. But when you try to find out how their personal life is, they're a wreck.
And with that,
so,
Gregory, we are almost out of time.
Trust your energy.
Gregory, I want to thank you so much for coming back on today to Positive Perspective. Thank you for your beautiful messages, for those that were listening and the callers. It's been great having you back on.
Thank you. It's nice seeing, hearing you again. I'd like to do it more often.
Yes. Yes, we'll get you back on. Thank you, Gregory,
for coming.
Everybody,
you can get Gregory at zootherofsouls@gmail.com.
Have a beautiful night, Gregory. And if you want to join us on Tuesday for Donna DeNome, international best-selling author of Turtle Wisdom, Eight Keys to Wholeness, and Ophelia's Oracle, she's joining us on Tuesday the 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Ariel Grace from Gang of Girls will be here with us July 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you click follow this show on Blog Talk or go to Positive Perspectives on Facebook. PsychicMelinda.webs.com for more information about my classes and events. Come see me at Eileen Fisher's store this weekend for book signing, Barnes & Noble on the 29th in Fairlawn. PsychicMelinda.webs.com. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only